Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are listening from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Caitlin Byers. Now, Caitlin is with an organization called NuboCo, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But also, there's a lending and borrowing program out there that if you're in business, you're going to want to learn more about this. It is called Kiva, and we'll get into all of that and more with our guest, Caitlin Byers. Caitlin, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful you're making time for us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Well, let's first clear the deck and talk a little bit about NuboCo. And the only reason I'm very familiar with that is because of EntreFest. This is an annual event that brings together entrepreneurs from all over the United States, really, to the Cedar Rapids area. Can you give us a little overview of who NuboCo is?
You bet. And thank you so much for joining us last year at EntreFest. You were a hit. So we were thrilled to have you. And we are a nonprofit located in Cedar Rapids. We have about 25 employees that are located across the state. And our programming is all about supporting entrepreneurship, innovation, and tech education. We say to help Iowans become more resilient and thrive in a changing economy. So our approach, goes beyond just direct support for entrepreneurs. We have an array of program, but today, you know, we're really talking about this, this new program, Kiva, which is really geared toward helping diverse and vibrant small businesses all across our state access affordable capital and small business resources.
Yeah, I would encourage individuals to go to EntreFest in 2022. And I have told Caitlin this off mic, and I'm going to say it right here publicly. It was the best run event I have ever, and I speak at tons of events all over the country. This was the very best one I've ever been to. And so congratulations to that entire crew. It was really well known.
That's incredible. And thank you so much. And just to, yes, EntreFest, June 9th and 10th, 2022 in Iowa City this year. So We would be thrilled to have you.
Let's get into Kiva. Tell us, it's an odd name, but give us the background. What is this?
You bet. Yep. So the Kiva Foundation is a global foundation. It was established in about 2005 as the world's first personal microlending website. So it essentially enables everyday people to pool small lending contributions to provide financial access to entrepreneurs all across the globe. So to give you a sense of this network, what this looks like, it's actually 2 million lenders worldwide combined. You know, they have lent over $1.5 billion across 77 countries around the world. So this is very much something that started a while back and has moved to the U.S. in the last 5 years. So now they have a U.S. contingent.
And when we talked earlier in the month, I was just shocked at how this thing works. So let's go through the steps. I'm a small business person, an entrepreneur, and I would like to get some capital to do whatever it is that I'm doing, making self-weasel-winding torque inducers or something. What do I do? How do I access? Who do I talk to? How does this work? And how much do I pay back? And give us all the nuts and bolts, because this is a fascinating opportunity for people.
Yes, no, great. Happy to answer all the questions. So, right, we're having these challenges with access to capital here in Iowa, as we are a lot of places. And so we have, just to back it up a bit, NuboCo is the hub partner of Kiva here in Iowa. So Kiva has hubs all across the U.S., all across the world, but we're focused on the U.S. here. And so we are facilitating that crowdfunding component here in Iowa. So it is a crowdfunding platform. It allows individuals to lend as little as $25 to entrepreneurs and small businesses around the globe. And these loans are up to $15,000 at zero fee and zero interest. So
back up.
You bet.
Zero fees and zero interest up to $15,000.
Yes.
Did I hear
that
correctly? All right. how does that work? I mean, you know, if I go to the bank, they're going to charge interest. They're going to be having fees. And it's tough for an entrepreneur to get startup capital. How does this work? I mean, how can you do that?
Certainly. And you're spot on. It's really difficult to get access to capital unless you're a certain size or you have a certain amount of revenue under your belt. And then, you know, there's all these additional barriers. If you're a woman-owned business, a BIPOC-owned business, someone with maybe low or no credit score. So that's kind of why this came about. So to address those challenges, that's why Kiva is here. So it does not, Kiva does not follow traditional underwriting guidelines because it generally prevents the communities they're hoping to serve from accessing that type of financing. So they do not require any, you know, collateral or guarantor or review. We use a review instead of an underwriting process to refer our borrowers. So as I mentioned, doesn't require high credit scores or collateral audited business financial. But for that reason, this is a nonprofit. So Kiva functions as a nonprofit, you know, similar to other nonprofits you're familiar with. So all the lenders that are associated with the network are there because they care about small business. They're not expecting any sort of interest on their lending amount that they're giving to these small business owners. So it works really well because it's kind of just this cycle of money where people, community members all across the globe who care about small business are lending via the platform. Those business owners are paying back that money, and then that money is recycled back into the platform continuously. So there's kind of a two-step process about how it works. But to back up and answer that question initially, it is a nonprofit. So that is how they are able to take no fees and no interest.
And so if my company wants to be part of this, I can donate. Is that a correct word? I can give to Kiva as little as $25, and that starts the circulation process.
So I'm glad you mentioned that Kiva is a loan, so not a donation. So it does allow you, the lender, the ability to cycle your money and create personal impact across Iowa and businesses across Iowa. So not only does the platform give entrepreneurs access to critical early stage funding, it also gives supporters and folks like you and me a far more accessible way to invest in local entrepreneurial communities. So this is great for your friends, your family, other community members. It's just making it more accessible than is currently available to really invest and support that local entrepreneurial community.
And so what you're telling me is that citizens, no matter who's out there listening to this all around the world, as a matter of fact, individuals can then give or become part of Kiva and be assistive to entrepreneurs wherever, right?
Yep. So these lenders are lending and are not, you know, are motivated by impact. So while they expect to be repaid by these, the borrowers, they're not looking to make interest on their loans.
What are the terms? I mean, so if I get, let's say I get $10,000 from Kiva.
Yes.
And I've got my business going and I invest that into the business. What's my payback like typically?
You bet. So first step, you know, do you even qualify, right? So we, just to kind of set the scene there, there are no illegal businesses, right? So anything that's hemp production, you know, non-FDA approved medical devices, that sort of thing, need to be over the age of 18. You must be using the loan for business purposes, of course. You must be based in Iowa to be run through our network here in Iowa. And no multi-level marketing, direct sales type things either. So there, you know, the list goes on, but can't be currently in active bankruptcy, but that may have been something of your past, right? That would keep you from accessing a loan. So pretty short list, but that is something you can find on our website to make sure that you are a good fit. And then the process is 45 days total. So how this works is once you're approved for a loan, and that is up to 3 years, right? The terms are up to 3 years. So up to $1,000 to $15,000, zero interest, zero fees, terms up to 3 years. Once that loan is approved for fundraising, it's posted on a website for 15 days during what we call the private fundraising period. And during this period, the borrower must recruit a given number of lenders from their personal network to lend as little as $25 to their loan. And this sort of kickstarts that fundraising. So we have to say this is not a certain amount of money they must raise in this early stage. It's a certain amount of lenders that need to be reached. So it could be anywhere from 5 to 30 lenders. Once you know, friends, family, maybe economic development folks in your area, maybe coworkers, clients, that sort of thing. Again, minimum $25. Once the required number of lenders has reached, the loan will then graduate into what is a 30-day public fundraising period. So then it's publicly viewable by the entire worldwide community of lenders, going back to that 2 million people that are associated with this network that would be potentially viewing your story, your profile, your picture, a little bit about your business. And so, you know, that private fundraising is the last step of the kind of that social underwriting process to assess credit worthiness. And then it graduates into public fundraise. And there's a pretty high success rate of once you get into public that it will be funded. Mm. So that gives you a kind of a two-step process that has been great so far. You know, we're really thrilled with how this is working out.
Our guest is Caitlin Byers, ladies and gentlemen. She is with an organization, a foundation called Kiva, and they are run out of NuboCo, out of our friends in Cedar Rapids. And this is, we're talking about the Iowa experience, but if you're listening to us in Connecticut, there's no doubt somebody out there. And we will have links, of course, to all of the websites up on our radio blog. All right, So the time period between application and actually getting the funds generally is how long?
Yep. So the application can, if you have everything you need ready to go, business, you know, documentation, that can take as little as an hour. Once that is submitted, I will contact the entrepreneur, make sure that we've got everything good to go in the application. Answer any outstanding questions, kind of work them through the process, and then it's submitted for review from the Kiva team. So once the Kiva team reviews, it's usually about 5 to 7 days. And then if you accept the terms, you're off and running. So 45 days total is the fundraising period, but you might fundraise our first borrower fundraise in about 30 days. So it kind of depends on how quickly you get rolling and you have everything that you need together.
What about, can you give us an idea, just a snapshot without naming names, what types of entrepreneurs, what types of businesses have you already invested in?
You bet. So we have had about 4 borrowers that have been funded through this. This is a pretty new effort here in Iowa. So we're really excited that we're seeing momentum from all across the state. So we've seen a beauty salon out of Sioux City. We have a magazine company that is all about designers, creatives, that is located in Dubuque. We currently have a family-run farm that is on the site right now that is fundraising out of Cedar Rapids. We have a couple more people coming online that are restaurateurs or food truck owners. We even have a 19-year-old who was a model train enthusiast, and he is 3D printing model train parts and selling them. So Wow. Kind of a mix of all different types of businesses at different stages of their business.
Now, while this is new in the state of Iowa, it's been going on for some time in other places around the globe. Because this is entrepreneurial and everybody's kind of taking a shot here, a chance, and I have to ask the question, what's the default rate as you look at this for the foundation?
Great question. Yep, we actually see a 97% repayment rate across the entire platform. So pretty high, you know, they're pretty diligent about making sure that, you know, things like debt to income ratio, that the borrower is able to make payments, right? And the whole idea is that we're staying in contact with them as their business grows. And we're here to also be providing other small business resources, right? So we have a number of partners that we're working with so that we're not just saying, all right, here's your money. Here's your $10,000. Good luck, right? We're actually helping link them to other resources.
Absolutely amazing. And how Caitlin Byers, ladies and gentlemen, is the very capable person on the other end of the microphone here. How did you get involved, Caitlin?
Great question. I actually worked for NuboCo for going on 8 years as the director of development. And during that time, I was fundraising to get this initiative off the ground. And actually, thank you to some funding from the IEDA over there in Des Moines. We were able to jumpstart this initiative here and become a hub partner. I was actually a past business owner and was super thankful for a lot of those Des Moines partners. And so as a small business owner, you know, we were at a point where it was, we needed access to some funding, you know, $7,000-$10,000 here and there. And it was just tricky to figure out, you know, do we want to get locked into higher interest rates when we're kind of a small company here growing? And this would have been a perfect program for us. So, you know, combined with past business ownership and familiarity with the program, I threw my hat in the ring
and said, hey, I can do this.
Exactly.
So as this grows, how many loans do you think are possible within just the state of Iowa?
Fantastic question. So we weren't really sure, you know, initially first year, we were saying, let's pilot this for 3 years, you know, what should that number be, right? We settled on 15 for year one. We want to fund 15 business owners loans. And we're already on the right track to potentially surpass that. So, you know, we kind of anticipate that doubling year to year, if not more. And right now, you know, we're running this here through NuboCo in Cedar Rapids, but we may, you know, have some other presence across the state as this grows to make sure that we're serving entrepreneurs in all of those locations.
And one of the things I think that is so dramatic about all this, not only no interest, no fees, you know, pretty quick turnaround as far as getting entrepreneurs some much needed capital, but also you are in the mix and kind of holding people's hands as they go not only through the process, but even afterwards. Yes?
You bet. Yep. So we're with you the whole way through, helping you through the application process, making sure the fundraising process is going as anticipated, answering any questions throughout. And then once the loan is paid back, we're actually working with that, the repayment as well. And then, you know, there's a part of the application where they can specify, hey, I also need access to some marketing services or some IT assistance, you know, I need a website presence. That's something that then we take into account. And as we kind of roll this out through, you know, a number of different partners across the state, we hope to be providing other services and wraparound support as they grow.
It is called, ladies and gentlemen, Kiva, the Kiva Foundation. Our guest has been Caitlin Byers. I'm so grateful that you reached out, Caitlin, because there are so many people that I know in the entrepreneurial world that could benefit from something like this because, you know, they got a great idea and they just can't get the necessary capital to do liftoff. And this is really, really tremendous.
Yeah, no. And you're spot on. You know, our whole idea is that Kiva is all about envisioning a financially inclusive world where we all have the power to improve our lives. So if you have an idea or you're, you know, kind of at the beginning of that capital ladder and you're starting out and want to build your credibility, this is a really wonderful program and something we encourage you to take advantage of.
Caitlin, thanks so much for spending time with us. I really do appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks so much for having me.
That's the voice of Caitlin Byers from Kiva. Kiva of Iowa, Kiva of the United States, Kiva of the world. And yes, we will have links to Kiva up on our radio blog with a shout out to our friends in Cedar Rapids at NuboCo. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Caitlin Byers, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.